Welcome to Leader with Pastor John Bailey. I am so glad that you've joined us today. We are honored today to have a good friend, Tony Amoredio. He is the person that helps us with our investments here at World Challenge. He has been such a great blessing to World Challenge. And today, we're going to be talking about stewardship. And I want to just say up front, this is 100%. I never would do a podcast that concerns things about us or trying to further our own name or even Tony. We 100% today, we want to help with church resources, leading people into giving with generosity, and how to maximize the giving that you have in your church. And so we'll do this about every 6 months or so, but I really believe that today is going to be a real help. Brother Tony Amoredio, thank you so much for being with us here today on Leader to Leader.
John, great to be with you. Looking forward to our podcast today.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, listen, first of all, because I know you, God has really blessed you with the gift of giving, making resources. I mean, you've been in business. You've been very successful. And so God has really helped you to make money, a gift I wish I had. But it is definitely a gift that God has given to you. So you're kind of going through life. You've been very successful, and one day you wake up and you go, you know what? I need to use this for the kingdom of God. Can you tell us maybe a little bit of those beginning days and just what you walked through that brought you to the place that now you help ministries and organizations to help raise funds?
Sure, John. You know, after completing my MBA as a young professional, I was in my mid-20s, I entered the industry and really had the primary motivation of building wealth for myself and my clients. And even though I was a Christian, and I was probably attending Bible studies, going to church, I still had that deep desire and motivation to acquire wealth. And after several years acquiring that wealth, I realized that isn't what God called me to do. That basically, that I was really called to serve him in a greater capacity. So those years were really kind of an apprenticeship for what was coming up ahead in my life, where God then transformed my heart to the point where I said, you know, I now want to be a generous giver. I want to be able to use my companies and my resources and my blessings to transfer to the kingdom. Nice. So that transformational moment of call my heart transplant moment basically allowed me then to spend the next couple decades of my career really using my talents and skill sets and resources to really transfer to the kingdom side.
No, I love this, Tony, because listen, as a pastor and leader, you know, our heart is to take the gospel, to preach it, to hear a man who says, you know what, God gave me a gift with resources, but now I want to take this and I want to use it for the kingdom of God, to see the gospel go to the ends of the earth and to minister to churches and communities here in America. I think it's a really great thing to see how God uses businessmen like yourself. And tell us some of the ministries that you've worked with. I know Johnny Erickson, and what are some of the other ministries that God has led you to help with investment and resources?
Well, I've been privileged, John, to work with well over 100 ministries and churches. And you mentioned Johnny and Friends with the great Johnny Erickson, you know, Greg Laurie of Harvest Ministries, the Timothy Initiative, just name a few of the larger ones. And I work sometimes with small ministries and small churches. So for me, it's not necessarily the size of the organization. It's the result that we can get in helping them really move to better financial stewardship. You know, it's an area that's difficult for pastors and really even ministries to talk about, because they talk about the time, they talk about the talents, but the treasure component is often neglected. You know, there's over 2,300 scriptures that relate to money and planning. Only second to love and greater than heaven and hell combined. So God would not have devoted that much of scripture to such an important area that really is not optional. It is a requirement, because really the Lord owns all of our resources. Not only owns us, he owns everything we possess, as is said in Psalm 24:1. So, you know, we should joyfully be appreciative of the greatest gift of all, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we want to joyfully use those resources and steward them and look at our resources as God's treasury. Really, we're looking at that as really, what can we do to use our resources as a tool to really expand the Great Commission, bringing people to Christ.
That the eternal balance sheet, right? When you get to heaven, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And that's really why we live.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to split this into two different things that we break this off to. One, we're going to speak to individuals, maybe individuals that have come on today and they're going, hey, I need to work on my retirement plan. How can I use my resources more for the kingdom? So we're going to talk about individually some things that maybe can help you with stewardship. And then secondly, we're going to talk about ministries or churches and leadership and how can you help to lead your church in a greater way to be more effective. I will tell you this, I'm vice president here at World Challenge and chief operating officer. So I have to make everything run here. And I could just tell you with a pure heart, man, we want to take every dime that comes into this ministry and use it to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, to see an awakening in our generation. And the more resources that we have, the more we can do for the kingdom. And so this is it's a really important thing to really take our resources and maximize the effectiveness so that we can reach people for the kingdom of God. So, Tony, just initially say an individual has come on today and they're listening and they're going, hey, I make a little bit of money. How do I prepare for my retirement? How do I make my resources, maximize them for the kingdom? What would you say to that individual today to really help them to use their resources in the wisest way?
Well, I mean, I think the first starting point is to understand why is stewardship financially so important? I mean, they need to understand the scriptures that relate to that, how it's not optional. It is a requirement that it belongs to our Lord, and they should be motivated, from a biblical standpoint as to why to become better stewards. Then you go to the technical steps once they've achieved that and look at things like how much should I give and what is the most efficient way to give and what are some of the tools that are available for me to give more. Yeah. And questions like, even questions like how much do I give to my children? How much do I give to ministry? What about my legacy planning? What about my estate planning? These are all critical areas of the planning process that most people really don't get the tools that are available. And so what I have found to be a really an important technique is understanding the psyche of the man and woman. And what I found out over the decades that really the big givers in our country are women over 50. Actually, they're the bulk of the giving in the United States. And that really the man is more wired financially. And I find the way to get to that person and that kind of thought process is through taxation. Because, one of the most attractive tools that I use is looking at the charitable plan section of the tax code and saying, how can we divert money from a person giving it to the IRS in their local state and divert that over to maybe their favorite ministry or God's kingdom?
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just want to say, as one of those men that you're talking about, I will never cheat my taxes. But I will tell you this, if I can legally not spend money on taxes and instead give it to God and the kingdom and ministry, man, tell me how to do it, right? Is that I think about every man that's over like 12 would probably agree with me because, hey, like I said, I will pay my fair share. But if there's a way that I can maximize that for the kingdom, tell me how to do it, Tony.
Well, if you go from either atheist, agnostic, or a believer, one thing they all have in common, they don't want to pay more taxes. So if I ask 10 men, does anybody here want to pay more taxes? None of them raise their hand. So if you look at it from a scriptural standpoint, when our Lord picked up the denarius, what did he say? He said, whose inscription is on the coin? And of course, he said, Caesar. And he said, render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He didn't say to give Caesar more than we have to. And I think there's a complacency, not intentionally, there's a complacency in people giving more to Caesar than they have to. So the objective of good, sound financial stewardship is pay your taxes. We live in the greatest country in the world. Yep. We should pay some taxes. We just don't want to pay any more than we have to. And so that's why I became an expert in that section of the tax code to say, what is available legitimately where we can reduce our taxes and divert those very valuable tax dollars that you'll never see again once they're paid and divert them to your favorite, Christian ministry. And so that tool has really helped me get to the man. The woman's already there. The woman abundantly has the heart and wants to give. The man, typically, you have to show me some methods and some tools. And so by doing that, we're able to get great success working with the man and the woman together.
I both completely understand that people, there's a lot of people that do what you do in other places, and they certainly can access those people. But if I were to just ask you, maybe somebody's watching today and they go, you know what, I want to figure out how to, you know, save on taxes, give more to the kingdom. Do you have a way, what would be the best way to contact you if they wanted to work with you?
Sure. You know, they can call my office and we'd be glad to give them a complimentary, you know, session. Okay. We call it a strategy session on their stewardship. And that number is 949-975-7900. Remember, it's Pacific time. And there's always a live person answering the phone during the normal hours. And we'll be glad to carve out some time either on a Zoom or a conference call and give them a strategy session. They're not required to work with us. They can use their own advisors. If we could just help advance the cause of their giving, that's more than enough for me. And I'd love to be able to come partner with people that are listening to help them become better financial stewards and become more generous in their giving. You know, if you really think about it, John, the generosity was at the cross. There's really nothing that we can do to really remotely compare what Christ did for us at Calvary. But we should want to, out of joy and passion, say, how can I use these resources to give more to the kingdom? And the nice thing about it is very often we'll use tax dollars to do it that were gone anyway. So if we can be more efficient with our planning and use those tools, because remember, money is a tool. We shouldn't look at money as the idol. It's really just a tool to fuel the ministry. Okay. And that's the way to look at it. So we can divert more of that money to kingdom purposes. That should be a goal of every Christian that has the resources available to do that. Now, if you look at the giving in the country today, you know, average giving is only a little over 2% for Christians.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near the tithe. And so many Christians, we can unleash that ability for them to give more and get closer to the benchmarks of giving than they're currently doing if we just give them the tools.
I think I'm probably like a lot of people that are watching today. Every day I wake up and I go, God, how can I make my life count for eternity? How can I live in such a way that I reach more people, tell the gospel, see people come to Christ? And I do that as a pastor. But for individuals that just wake up and they go, hey, God has really blessed me financially. How can I take the resources? And that's, hey, yes, leave legacies for your family. But to take the resources that God has put into my hands to see people that don't know Jesus come to know Christ, I think that what you do is so valuable to the kingdom. And listen, I know you and I know your heart. I know just the way you go about your business. And it is so Christ honoring. I really want you to know I appreciate what you do, even with joining us today. So the second aspect is this. So somebody's a pastor, leader, maybe they lead an organization, and they go, hey, how do I, as a leader, help to engage my congregation or the ministry that I work in? Is one thing for me personally to deal well with my finances, but how can I take what God has put into the hands of the people that I lead? What resources are available, or what wisdom would you give to a pastor leader to say, hey, here's where you start to really start maximizing the resources of the people that you lead?
Well, you know, there's a number of great resources available on some of the tools. In fact, I know we're going to cover the copy of my book that I authored in the area of financial stewardship. But, you know, I think the starting point is the pastor is the leader of the church. Mm-hmm. They're the leader of the flock. And so when there's an intentional effort to make them aware that this is important enough to devote maybe a series in this area, and then during that series, you know, there's a number of tools, webinars, seminars, actual meetings directly with speakers like me, make it an effort to really emphasize the importance of it. And usually when that results, people are really starving for that knowledge and that education, how to become a better steward. And very often it's not intentional, but they become complacent, you know. And by the way, my number one goal is not to be the best financial advisor. It's to be a professor of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior to other people. It's the witness. And so I intentionally think that my number one goal is to tell people about Jesus. You know, the Great Commission is to make disciples. That's my number one goal. My financial gifts and talents and resources and knowledge is really to use that as a tool to really help people further evangelize the gospel of Christ, which is what World Challenge does. That's why you're such a good fit for my foundation. And the fact is that I think that, you know, I want to partner with ministries that really are serving that cause, which is really bringing people to Christ.
Very good, man. That is really helpful. And anything else you would say to a pastor or leader that's maybe tuned in today to go, hey, here's maybe some things that you would look or speak to when it comes to people that you lead?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the first stop is making it an effort to make it either a sermon or a series, okay, so that they're aware of it. Bringing experts, maybe at times be speakers or in webinars or seminars, provide tools like different resources that we'll talk about it, you know, specifically. And so I think if they plan during the year at some time to make an intentional effort to talk about the area of financial stewardship, it's missing in many churches because most pastors aren't comfortable talking about it. But that's why if you bring in third party, it doesn't have to be myself, it could be someone else, but to intentionally talk about this area, that really is a good start because they look up to the pastor as the leader. You know, I think it makes great sense. I recently had one recently in Tucson with a pastor, and he invited me from another conference I was speaking at. And I was in front of his church during some services and sharing, you know, the importance of financial stewardship. The response was tremendous. I mean, people are looking for ideas on how to become better financial stewards. We just have to provide the tools.
No, that's really good, Tony. And, you know, I've been a staff pastor, obviously a lead pastor, led what I think is one of the most amazing churches on the planet, and a missionary. And one thing that I firmly believe in is if you're at a church and the church isn't evangelizing, well, you know what? You need to pray for the anointing to lead the church into evangelism. If you're not doing missions, then speak to that issue. And if people aren't being generous in their giving, hey, the best way to move the mountain is you got to speak to the mountain. And God can move the mountain, but it's being intentional with speaking to that mountain and believing, do you know what? God can give us a generosity in our church as you speak under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But this is just as spiritual as any other area in the development of a Christian. And in some ways, it can be incredibly important because, you know, we reach unreached people groups around the world. Well, it takes resources to be able to do that. That is the command of Jesus. And resources can help to further that. And so how we give, the way that we give, is just a really important aspect of the life of a believer. And as a pastor, rather than shying away because people might think that we're trying to get into their pockets, no, it's a part of teaching them to observe all the commandments, and a part of that is stewardship, correct?
And as remember, it is an opportunity for the person to get to the kingdom. We got to quit thinking of it that it's really a privilege. And, you know, I often talk about the journey of giving. You know, maybe you start off with reluctance, then maybe you go to obedience, then maybe you tiptoe into the pool of generous giving and you become joyful. And then it could become a passion because, you know, you have to start somewhere. But moving people, nudging them up the scale to go from just basic, you know, giving to where they can give more joyfully and more, you know, in a more fulfilling way through a joyful. It says be joyful when you give. We should look at it as we're giving them the opportunity to be blessed, you know, because remember, the eternal rewards are going to be given out in heaven. Getting into heaven is only through Jesus. We know that. We're saved by grace and grace alone. But what we do here on this earth for this short period of time really is going to determine our eternal rewards. So we like to get people thinking more of the eternal, not just the earthly.
No, that is so good, so rich. Well, listen, this isn't just for those that are watching. We're not turning leader to leader into a financial podcast. That's not what this is. But about every 6 months or so, either Tony or someone like him, we'll have them come on to be able to help us when it comes to leading people into generosity and resources. Just want to show you this. He has a book that's called Faithful with Much, which we'll have a link that will take you to Tony's ministry that we can pull up. And just to let you know, if you say, hey, I really don't have anybody to do these things and I want or need somebody, we've already given you Tony's phone number. You can contact him. He can come and do webinars. He can come and meet with givers that you have in the church. You can give him a 5 or 10 minutes to speak to the church as a whole. There's a lot of different ways that you could use him. And listen, we 100%, the reason we're talking about this is to help you and your ministry to enlarge your resources to be able to further the work of ministry. Tony Amoretto, he would tell you this. He has a whole other business that he does to make his money. He does this for the kingdom and to further the work of the kingdom. So he is going to be so effective with what he's doing to help you to elevate the resources and generosity in your church. And so I would really encourage you, go online. He has free resources that he can give to you, and then you can talk to him about better ways to best help minister to the people in your church and beyond your church when it comes to resources. Any final words that you want to share with us, Tony?
No, John, I thank you for the opportunity to meet your relationships. Would love to give them complimentary time and talk with them and see if we can help them move along the path to better financial stewardship. And so it was great spending time with you today, John, with World Challenge.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate you being here. And we're going to pray. Will you join us right now? And we're going to pray over resources. We're going to pray for Tony and what he does. And I want to pray for you today. If you've tuned in today and you feel like, boy, we didn't really go too deep, I want to tell you, I think that spiritually, this can be just as rewarding. How you lead when it comes to finances is really important to your church or organization. So, Father, we love you today. We thank you, God, for the great privilege to be able to serve in your kingdom. And Lord, just as Tony was sharing today, Lord, there are great needs in the church world, both here in America and around the world. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to most effectively use our resources for the kingdom. I pray, God, that you would bless Tony and his ministry. And God, I pray for every pastor and leader that may be going through difficulties in their ministry. God, I pray that you would provide for their needs. And Lord, I pray for other pastors that maybe their church is flourishing, but they want to be more effective in helping people to give, teaching people to give. Lord, we know that this is close to your heart. So much of the scripture is full of teaching people how to give. Lord, I pray that we would do this in a way that would honor you. Lord, I pray that we would never be charlatans. We would never be about just trying to get into people's pockets, Lord, to further our own agendas. But God, I pray, Lord, that resources would come in the days that we live to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, God, to make a difference in the communities that we live in. We pray, God, that you would cause these things to be able to bring an awakening in America and around the world. And we give you all of the glory and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Hey, thank you for joining us today, Leader to Leader with Pastor John Bailey. Again, Faithful with Much, Tony Amoretto. Hey, and listen, if you could subscribe, I really would appreciate if you could subscribe to our podcast, share it with a friend. We really believe that this will help you and your ministry to lead well. God bless you and have a great day.